Hello and welcome to the final episode of the 2022 Prestige Worldwide Fantasy Football Dynasty League podcast. Just kind of a final send-off episode here. Just going to make it real quick and short. Just wanted to get something out to end the year. Had a blast making this podcast. Learned a lot about audio. And, you know, really encourage anyone that just wants to go out and make a podcast to just do it, because it's pretty easy, in my opinion. And I just want to start this episode off with a fun little clip of a fun little montage of clips from previous episodes from the podcast this year that I put together. Just some of my favorite moments from this season, along with just sort of a way to tell the story of how the first year of the Prestige Worldwide Fantasy Football Dynasty League went. So here's that, and enjoy. So those are just some random facts about Brock Purdy. My main goal for stating those is when you see him out there next week, I want you to think back to this podcast, because there's probably not many that are stating random facts about Brock Purdy just yet. You know, we'll have to see how Deshaun Watson plays out the rest of the year. Some might say the jury is still out on Deshaun Watson as to whether or not he'll be any good anymore. As we mentioned last week, Team Nighthawk is just absolutely selling on the year, starting guys that don't even play. He's starting guys that literally no one else has ever heard of. And we've got our first guest of the podcast here, arguably the most important man in our league. We've got Commissioner Nate coming at us all the way from Ocean City, Maryland.
The biggest thing that we're trying to implement was getting rid of tanking. Beginning of the season, my proposition was to punish the losing team. So if you came in last place, you pay a penalty that goes into the prize pool for the beginning of next year. You come in second to last place, you pay a smaller price, but you still pay a price. And I think we went all the way up to seventh place.
You know what's kind of depressing here, Kev, is I kind of had I had Jerick McKinnon on my team for the first half of the season. Got a little full of myself, and I just cut him. I don't even remember who I picked up. And yeah, we'll talk about my matchup later on, but he really could have helped me out this week. Who would have thought that Zay Jones would have saved your fantasy season, Kev? You need to send him like a case of beer or something like that.
Zach was with us last week, and then we got Nate.
What's up?
Good one. All right. Nate, why did you play Travis Homer? He didn't even play.
I didn't adjust my lineup at all this week.
Oh. Just literally.
Just for clarification,
the title, the poop emoji king, means nothing to you.
That's true. I mean, I guess that's pretty embarrassing.
I mean, if we're honest, it's going to be Team Mel, though. That's going to be the poop emoji king. this team blows. So
yeah,
your roster that you would like consider starting.
Yeah,
Jay is just a trash fantasy manager all around.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like,
sorry, Jay, I'm a little bitter about my loss. If you're listening to this, so
yeah, he's got a few guys,
and hopefully he's gonna go pick Bijan Robinson. Oh, yeah,
he'll get Bijan unless Bijan blows out his knee before the draft.
If he doesn't draft him, I'm going to be furious. Scott doesn't deserve him.
I guess I can follow that up. I think, I agree with Anthony. I think I had a pretty fair trade with you, Kev, as well. Mariota also has some running capabilities.
Can we talk about the definition of the word fair? I don't think we're all speaking the same language here.
I might pick up a generational talent here. With
yeah,
that.
You could. We'll
actually,
see
you know
what?
Get I,
with that pick.
I won't, because I traded Ben's pick already. So, and we're back. And had some fun making that little mashup of clips. But next, we'll just sort of end here with a quick rundown of how the playoffs and the Toilet Bowl went. We'll start with the first round of the playoffs. Team Mena and Team Liver Spotted Hands had a bye week. Team Titan Up took down Boats and Hoes in the first round, and then Team KK took down Mike Concho to move on. In the second round, Team Mena took down Titan Up, and then Liver Spotted Hands took down Team KK, which led to a winner-take-all battle between Team Mena and Team Liver Spotted Hands. Ultimately, Team Liver Spotted Hands won and was crowned the champion of our first season here with the Prestige Worldwide Fantasy Football Dynasty League. So congratulations to Ben. Great season. Really navigated the waters well, and you know, he dealt with some injuries that were pretty brutal, and he still ended up winning the whole thing. So props to Ben. Congratulations. And the next was the Toilet Bowl. Team Mellow JA and the Guild Lady had bye weeks in the first week. Team Johnny Watts took down Team Nighthawk to send Team Nighthawk to the next round. Team Connor Miette took down Team Keegan to send Team Keegan to the next round. In the second round, Team Nighthawk flushed J Melo JA. And then Giggle Lady flushed Team Keegan. So the Poop Emoji Bowl was Team Meldo versus Team Keegan, and ultimately Team Keegan beat Team Meldo JA, which means Team Meldo JA is officially dubbed the first season's Poop Emoji King. So the opposite of congratulations to Team Meldo JA. Just an absolutely piss poor season, and hope to see a better performance out of your team next year. So anyways, I think that just about does it. Thanks for all that listened, and gonna be doing some off-season stuff probably closer to around when the actual NFL draft stuff goes down. Just want to break down some of the rookies and maybe do one episode before the draft, one episode after, just kind of talking dynasty rankings and whatnot. So if anybody's listening and wants to come out for those, just let me know. But until then, I sign off, and we'll see you later.